We'll return to the UK elections shortly, but first to the US elections in November. US President Joe Biden has admitted he screwed up in last week's debate against Donald Trump, but urged voters to instead judge him on his time in the White House. He's under increasing pressure not to run in November's election because of concerns over his increasing frailty. A lengthy TV interview with Joe Biden is due to air tonight on ABC News. Let's go to the US now and speak to Niall Stanage, White House columnist with the American Political newspaper The Hill. Niall, good afternoon. Thanks for speaking to us again.
Good to be with you.
What are you expecting tonight?
Well, we don't expect it to be a massively long interview. The rough guidance we have is maybe 20 minutes. President Biden will be campaigning in Wisconsin, where this interview will be held. George Stephanopoulos is a very, very experienced interviewer, but Republicans are complaining because Stephanopoulos originally came to public notice working for Bill Clinton's campaign back in the 90s and then in the Clinton White House.
It won't be live.
No, it will not be live. It will be pre-recorded and will then go out Friday evening, my time.
How much pressure is Joe Biden under now?
Enormous. I mean, there are clear signs of panic in the Democratic Party. They believe that the debate performance was a disaster. I think they're objectively correct about that. The polls have moved in Mr. Trump's favor by a few points, which of course could be critical. And the overall issue is that a large number of voters have fears about President Biden's mental acuity.
What do you think will happen?
Well, I mean, it's difficult to predict with Biden because I didn't think the debate was going to be as much of a catastrophe as it was. I imagine he will want to prove his vigor. Any slip-up, of course, will be pretty disastrous. From Stephanopoulos' perspective, obviously he will want to address the age question and, I assume, some policy issues within a brief window of time. So there's quite a lot of pressure on him as well.
If Joe Biden and his family want him to run, is there anything that can stop him from running?
No, is the basic point. I mean, donors could withdraw their support, but there is no mechanism, as there might be in Irish or British politics, for other members of the party to force him to stand aside. They could go to him, they could make that argument, but there isn't a mechanism to do so simply because Biden ran the table in the primaries earlier this year. He has enough delegates to win the Democratic nomination when the party has its convention in Chicago next month.
If they change their mind, if they decide that he's not fit to run in November, how would they deal with that?
They would deal with that. Biden would say that those delegates would be able to vote for anyone else at the convention. The obvious heir apparent is the vice president, Kamala Harris. She does have political vulnerabilities, but who else do you give it to? There are a couple of choices. Governor Gavin Newsom of California, Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan are the two biggest names mentioned. But it's likely Harris's if it's not Biden's.
You've been covering US politics for a long time. Have you ever seen anything like this?
Oh, no. I mean, this is unprecedented in my memory. I mean, back in the late 1960s, President Lyndon Johnson decided not to run for re-election. That was a very different scenario over the Vietnam War. This is an incredible situation where you're only 4 months out from an election and a major party is pondering whether it can possibly persuade its own incumbent president to step aside. Amazing stuff.
Niall, thanks for speaking to us again. It's Niall Stanage, White House columnist with the American political newspaper, The Hill.